Still to come on this broadcast during the 6 o'clock hour, it's Last Call, our Friday night open line. Whatever you want to talk about, that's fine. My next three guests are going to be quite busy between now and the end of the month. And we welcome back to this broadcast the Jingle Bells. We go around the room and we say good afternoon. Welcome back to Linda Wilson and Donna Jones and Terry Kahn. Ladies, Merry Christmas. Nice to see you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
And thanks for wearing your outfits. Very
good
Christmassy.
One.
Very nice.
Our hats and these headphones don't really work together.
Yeah, I gotcha. All right, Linda, remind us who the Jingle Bells are. What do you guys do?
We are an a cappella professional Christmas caroling group. We have been together as the Jingle Bells since, well, for about 6 years now. And we just love singing together, and we have a really wide range of music that we sing.
What's the website?
It's our Facebook page, which
All
is
right,
Jingle
we'll
Bells S-L-O.
All right.
And Bells is B-E-L-L-E-S.
Donna, where are you going to be tomorrow?
Tomorrow we are at Rita's Rainbows, which is a craft fair over in the Octagon Barn in SLO.
Oh,
and
oh.
Then we will be at the Oceano Airport for Toys for Tots. Rain or shine. And it's going to be rain, and we think
it's
that's
rain.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So Rita's Rainbow, that's the new Octagon Barn.
Correct.
On South Aguirre.
Exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And this, I believe, is the very first event there.
One of them. Certainly,
okay.
Probably the first holiday event.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the Oceano Airport, we're supposed to bring a toy?
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. Is there a building at the airport? I've never been to the airport there.
It's outside, but they do have a canopy up for us for tomorrow.
Wow, you're going to need it.
Yeah, okay. We are. It's going to be a drencher.
Well, how about a song to give our listeners a sense of what the Jingle Bells do?
You got it.
All right.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter when the snow comes to cover the ground. It's the time for play. It's the whipped cream day. I wait for it the whole year round. Those are marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen trees. And the sun is red like a pumpkin head. It's shining so your nose won't freeze. The world is your snowball. See how it grows. That's how it goes whenever it snows. The world is your snowball just for a song. Get out and roll along. It's a yum, yummy world made for sweethearts. Take a walk with your favorite guy. It's a sugar day. What if spring is late? In winter, it's a marshmallow world. Snowflakes floating down and floating on a snowflake soft. Oh, here comes Susie Snowflake, dressed in just a white gown. Tap, tap, tapping on your window pane to tell you she's in town. Here comes Susie Snowflake, soon you will hear her say, come out, everyone, and play with me. I haven't long to stay. If you want to make a snowman, I'll help you make one, one, two, three. If you want to take a sleigh ride, come on, the ride's on me. Here comes Susie Snowflake. Look at her tuck, she's down. Bringing joy to every girl and boy, Susie's come to town. Snowflakes floating, snowflakes falling, oh, so Susie's come to town.
Yeah. All right. The Jingle Bells are here. Terry Kahn, Donna Jones, Linda Wilson, getting us in the holiday spirit. You find people are responding?
Yep.
They want the holidays.
Absolutely.
We're looking forward to that.
Yes, absolutely.
You bring cheer and joy.
That's right.
I do.
That's what
right.
And you do the costumes. You don't have them here, but you're normally
correct.
You walk in costume.
Yes, we're in our like a 50s style dress with a little jacket and decorated hats and gloves and little bags. And yeah, we have a lot of fun with dressing up.
Petticoats.
Yes.
Available for gigs on nights that you're not already booked.
That would be correct.
You got a pretty full schedule here.
We do. do. We actually have quite a few private parties as well as our public events that you can find on our Facebook page.
I would imagine that people would want you to come to a private party. That would really jazz things up. Oh, look.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Jingle bells.
Especially when we're a surprise, which we love surprising guests. It's a blast.
Yeah. Oh, so people don't know that you're going to be there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have a couple of those coming up.
Do we?
Yeah.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
See, it's definitely a surprise.
It's a surprise, surprise.
Terry didn't even know. How did this group get together?
Oh goodness. Wow. Well, Donna and I met singing in Master Chorale. We actually, I think the first year you were there, or shortly after that,
92.
We sang a duet.
Yes.
In one of the concerts.
And we found out we sounded good together.
Yes.
And we said, we can do. So I joined the Uncommon Carolers.
That's
so
right.
That was almost 30 years ago.
Oh my gosh. Well, okay, don't say that. We're dating ourselves. We're not really that old. We were 10
years?
When we started.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were 10 years old when we started. Yeah.
Wow. For me, it's been, I joined about 13 years ago, I think. 2007. This is my 13th season.
So we just love singing. I personally love Christmas music. I always have.
Why?
And I wanted to, why?
Yeah.
That's a really good question.
I'm the Grinch.
I think it's just sentimental because of memories of my childhood and, you know, family events and the music that went with it.
Don't cry.
Right. Terry, how about for you?
How about for me?
Yeah. What about singing Christmas music? What's so special about it?
Bringing joy to people. It makes people happy. You know, especially as we get closer to Christmas. Sometimes when we have gigs downtown San Luis, people will be out shopping and the hustle and bustle, and you get lost in the madness of the holidays, and they'll see us, you know, singing at Court Street, and they stop, and all of a sudden their faces light up and they smile and they're happy.
Yeah.
And spreading cheer and joy, and it makes me happy. And the little ones love it, the kids.
Oh, yes.
We've had some kids get up and join us before and sing Jingle Bells with us. It's really fun.
Is that okay?
Oh, yeah.
You're right with that?
Absolutely.
Donna, what do you get out of it?
It's kind of a combination of things. I didn't really grow up with a lot of Christmas music around me, but I love singing in three-part harmony and then being able to do that and do it well and have people stop, and you see the stress kind of leave their faces, even if it's just for a few minutes. And sometimes we'll be doing something more serious like Silent Night, and other times we're doing something silly like Frosty the Snowman, mm-hmm. and it doesn't matter. It puts a smile on their face.
Is this difficult to do? The three-part harmony?
Yes. Especially the arrangements that this one over here makes for us.
So Linda does the arranging?
She does.
I do. Yes. There are some that are purchased, and a lot of them are rearranged from what we started out with with the quartet. And adapting them to our style as well as our voices has been a process, and it's taken a while, but I love doing it. And yes, I like challenging my girls.
So, I mean, is it different each season for you?
Yes, actually. I rewrote two of our standards, and then we added a song that we're going to be singing in a few minutes. What we just did, Marshmallow World and Susie Snowflake, were new songs to us last year, and people love them. And Susie Snowflake, people have been asking for that song, so we did it. And then one we added this year, people have been asking for it. So I'll save that as a surprise.
So you do take requests?
Yes, mm-hmm. we do. And if enough people ask for them, then we're like, yeah, we need to sing that.
What's the most popular Christmas song? I would say, imagine Jingle Bells.
Well, depends on the audience, but we get asked for Oh Holy Night a lot.
Oh.
We get asked for, Jingle Bells. Yeah, definitely. And Rudolph with the Children.
Yeah.
And we love to sing, and sometimes, a lot of times, get asked for White Christmas.
Mm-hmm. That's a great song.
Yes, all right,
Linda,
is.
What's the Facebook page again?
Jingle Bells, spelled with two L's, so J-I-N-G-L-E-B-E-L-L-E-L-E-S, sorry, I can't spell.
What's
S-L-O.
The Facebook page again?
Jingle Bells, S-L-O.
It's a Friday show.
Yeah, it's Friday.
Much.
Hey, where's your pie? Is the pie all gone?
Oh,
there we go. I know it's Craig, pie on Friday. I'm
Craig
so excited.
Craig is the pie keeper.
Yay.
Craig is, and we had raspberry rhubarb today.
Ooh,
now,
sweet.
See, there's your holiday.
Yeah.
There you go.
There's your holiday spirit. How about another song, please?
Okay.
We got the Jingle Bells here. We've got Donna Wilson and Linda Wilson, Donna Jones, Terry Kahn.
The sun is shining, the grass orange and palm trees sway. There's never been such a day in Slowtown, USA.
Oh, nice.
But it's December the 24th. Ooh, doo, doo, doo. And I am longing to be up north, up north. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. With every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright and bright, and may all your Christmases, and may all your Christmases, and may all your Christmases be white.
As Lawrence Welk would say, lovely, lovely, lovely. There they are, the jingle bells. San Luis Obispo's go-to group for the holidays. We will come back and chat more with Terry Kahn and Donna Jones and Linda Wilson.
KVEC.
Top of the hour, it's ABC Radio News. We are back with the Jingle Bells. Terry Kahn, Donna Jones, Linda Wilson are here singing Christmas carols, getting us in the holiday spirit. Linda, let's also take a minute, though, and remind folks where else they can see you this month.
Yes. On December 14th, Saturday the 14th, from 12 to 3 p.m., we will be at Eberly Winery. It's part of the Highway 46 East open houses, and it's one of our favorite events of the year. It's delightful. Gary barbecues, and the wine is great, and we can sing in the barrel room, which is amazingly resonant, but also down in the caves.
It's a
blast. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Then on the 19th, we are going to be next to Santa Claus, sponsored by Desperado Winery, as part of the Tin City Forklift Parade. And if you missed this last year, you do not want to miss it. It was an absolute
it was a scream.
It's a forklift parade.
Yes, they decorate all their forklifts. Wow. And it was a wild and awesome event. And we will be there celebrating from 5 to 7 p.m. Then on December 21st, we are from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. downtown San Luis Obispo, on Court Street and the Monterey Street terraces. And then we have one last appearance at the Cambria Christmas Market on December 23rd from 5 until 8:30 p.m. And we are in the amphitheater, which is a lot of fun. It is beautiful this year. They've added a cover. It's great.
Cool. And then Donna, tomorrow you've got two gigs back to back.
Two gigs tomorrow. So starting at 10:30, I believe, we are at the Octagon Barn in SLO down on South Higuera for Rita's Rainbows Craft Fair. And then from 12 to 1, we will be at the Oceano Airport doing the annual Toys for Tots toy drive.
Bring
a toy. Bring a toy.
And fly your plane in. It's
Just fly over and drop it if it's easier. Whatever. So, I know, Linda, what do you do when you're not doing this? What do you do the rest of the year?
We are, we work as Mixed Company, which is a trio backed up by a band of keyboards, bass, and drums, singing 1930s, 40s, and 50s music in the style of the Andrews Sisters. So, yeah, we have, that also.
Well, give us a little taste of that.
A little taste. Okay, hang on.
They got their iPad here.
Chattanooga, 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 Chattanooga. There's gonna be a certain party at the station. Satin and lace. He is to call Funny Face. Funny Face. He's gonna sigh until I tell him that I'll never roam. So Chattanooga choo-choo, won't you choo-choo me home? Chattanooga, 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 Chattanooga. So Chattanooga choo-choo, won't you choo-choo me home? Chattanooga, 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 Chattanooga. So Chattanooga choo-choo, won't you choo-choo me home? Choo-choo me home.
Wow. Wow. Now, are you also available for private gigs?
Yes, absolutely. We love doing this music. We have three hours of music with both groups. We can cover 3 hours without repeating.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's a lot of music.
Now, how do they find you for Uncommon?
For the Uncommon Carolers?
Yeah.
Also, there is a Facebook page for the Uncommon Carolers as well, and it is spelled in an uncommon way. Uncommon is UncommonNe. I know I had to do it.
If it doesn't work, just track me down and I'll hook you
there
up.
There you go.
And the 30s and the music of the 30s and 40s, obviously that's not your generation. Why are you drawn to it?
Again, it was music that I loved. And actually, I'm going to agree with Donna on her point about singing in close harmony. That is something I started doing when I was really young, and I love it. I was not a soprano. I always sang alto.
Did you?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
It was because I
30 years together.
I didn't know that.
30 years.
It was because I played piano, and so I could read music. And so I started singing in choir in elementary school as an alto. And it wasn't until I was a senior in high school that I had a voice teacher and I was singing in choir, back in choir at that point. And he's like, no, put me in the higher parts. And when I got to college, I bought the low book for a voice class. And my voice teacher looked at me and she said, you don't need that. You need the high voice. And it was the first time I'd ever really started using that part of my voice. And so that's my story.
I started out as a soprano, and my voice has gradually gotten lower and lower as I've gotten older.
Oh, and I've always been.
What's your story, Terry?
She's always been an alto.
I've been singing since I was little. My dad brought me up on a piano with a microphone when I was 3 years old at the Monday Club here in Slo.
How about some Taylor Swift? Come on. 1, 2, 3.
That is definitely not in my wheelhouse.
I got about enough time for one more song.
Awesome.
All right, here are the Jingle Bells.
Do dee doo dee doo doodly doo dee doo. Not a lion, not a tiger, not a bear or a kangaroo, not a donkey or a monkey. Oh no, they would never do.
I want a hippopotamus.
Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus. He won't have to use our dirty chimney flue. Just bring him through the front door. That's the easy thing to do. I can see me now on Christmas morning, dreaming down the stairs. Oh, what joy and a surprise when I open up my eyes to see my hippo hero standing there.
I want a hippopotamus.
No crocodiles or rhinoceroses. I only have hippopotamus. And hippopotamus is like me too.
I can see me now on Christmas morning, dreaming down the stairs.
Creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and a surprise when I open up my eyes to see my hippo hero standing there.
I want a hippopotamus.
No kangaroos or duck-billed platypuses.
I only hippopotamus.
And hippopotamus is like me too. Yes, hippopotamuses, no rhinoceroses. Hippopotamuses to.
Now, you got me on that one. I've never heard that song before.
No, you're kidding.
I've never heard that song.
We got a lot of requests for that one the last
week.
We
did.
What's the story on that song?
Well, my story on that song is back when the Blazing Horse Feathers, a melodrama formed, which was Annette and Charlie Carlin. I hope you're listening, guys. I actually did a tap dance to that song in that show. And I'd never heard of it before. And since then, of course, I've found all sorts of different arrangements. But people have started asking for that song. And so because of our style.
Where's it from?
Oh, it's one of those, you know, really goofy little songs from the 1950s.
Okay.
You know, that era with Doris Day doing How Much Is That Dog in the Window and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's
I've
the era.
I've never heard that song.
Some people find themselves annoyed by one of the versions of it, but we think ours is pretty cute.
Thank you.
All right. Well,
way to go, geez. Linda.
As we start to wrap things up, Linda, Facebook page, how do people find you?
Jingle Bells, S-L-O, Bells spelled B-E-L-L-E-S. And our contact information is on there. You can also reach us at jinglebells.slo@gmail.com.
Donna Jones, what's happening tomorrow?
Tomorrow we are at Rita's Rainbow's Craft Fair from 10:30 to 11:30 at the Octagon Barn. And then we are heading over to the Oceano Airport at, what time is that?
At
12 o'clock, 12 to 1, the Oceano Airport for Toys for Tots.
You're going to be busy.
We are.
And then, Linda, the schedule for the rest of December?
The schedule for the rest of December, the 14th, Eberly Winery from 12 to 3 p.m. December 19th, the Tin City Forklift Parade by Santa from 5 to 7 p.m. December 21st, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. downtown San Luis Court Street and Monterey Street. And closing night at the Cambria Christmas Market, December 23rd, starting at 5 o'clock in the amphitheater.
And Terry Kahn, always available for private parties.
Always available for private parties, as long as we're not already booked.
thanks to Donna Jones, Terry Kahn, and Linda Wilson. Donna, final thoughts?
Please come out and just enjoy the holiday season. It's just, it seems like life has gotten just increasingly crazier and crazier for everybody. And take a few minutes to just come out for an afternoon or an evening and just relax and decompress for a little bit.
Terry.
Love it. Yeah, I just thank you for having us. And I do, I echo Donna's sentiments. It's fun. It's something different to do during the holiday season.
Linda?
I just love sharing our music. I love the memories it brings back, what you see on people's faces. And it's awesome spreading that kind of joy.
I was going to ask Terry about her boss, but we've run out of time. All right, ladies, thank you.
Thank you. Dave.